I thought that I was doing everything correctly. I thought just because I was saying, hey, my family comes first, it's judgmental.
Yeah.
And anything that's like that, I don't think I want to participate in anymore. We're seeing a lot of these clinics and other companies start up just because they find out how much money they can make in the space.
All right, hey guys, welcome back to the studio. Today we have Jesse Kessler, the founder of Logic Health. Health optimization, redefining personalized care, one person at a time. Welcome to the studio, Jesse.
Thanks for having me. It's been awesome to come in here and see everything that you've been doing, because I got to see it at the very beginning, and to see how far it's come is really cool.
Yeah, awesome. You have been here since the beginning. Actually, you've been a part of the whole build out since before I landed at this studio location.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back in 2016, 2017, 2018, when I was building out my first business, I was in a smaller space at another location, and we collaborated in that space, actually. When I transitioned over to this space, you were starting your first business also. We actually collaborated. You took over that space for a moment of time.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, you let me work out of one of your offices, and it was when I was working for another company way back when, because I've been in my space for over a decade now.
Yeah.
Yeah, for over 10 years, and I needed a place to work, and since you were my friend, you let me work in there, and I greatly appreciate it.
That was awesome. And actually, Logic Health is a great supplier of peptides. And when I was going through all my turmoil in starting up my first business and all the lawsuits, everything that was coming my way, just such a tumultuous time, my health really went south at that time. I had taken on an autoimmune disorder, and I was trying to help heal that. It was a lot of gut healing I was working on, and you led me to peptides. And so that was a huge help for me. I found my way to BPC-157. And that's been a huge game changer in my health and my mindset and everything, just helping me get back on my feet. And I've been on that protocol for years now. And since you've transitioned from the organization you were with when you were running things out of that office space, and then you've been through your own journey, there's been so many things that have come up for both of us. And we've been, you know, friends throughout the whole entire time.
Yep.
So it's been fun for both of us to watch the evolution of that since you've became a husband, a father. I mean, this is well over a decade of friendship, probably closer to 20 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So we've seen a lot. We've started from where we both started and where we're at now. Two totally different people.
20 years.
Yes.
That's crazy to think about.
It is.
You know what else is crazy? You just mentioned BPC-157 and how you started that a long time ago. Many people are just now finding out about that. And we have a bunch of different peptides that you might not have heard of, again, because I work with about 40 to 50 different peptides.
Yeah.
And BPC, of course, is one of the most well-known ones. And it has so many different things that I could help with. But what's awesome is that we knew about these a long time ago. So we were able to work with them, do different type of studies, and help a lot of people. But now, with more platforms and social media and people learning about them, we could help even more people.
Yeah, it's amazing, because now I'm having a flashback of reconnecting. So being connected as long as we have, over 20 years, you know, you go through ebbs and flows with friends where you fall out of touch. Mm-hmm. And we fell out of touch for a period of time. And the way we reconnected was because of the peptides. Yep. And the industry that you got into. So that is really your wheelhouse. That's your gift. I know that you love helping people. You love connecting people and helping them find their way to wellness. And that was like exactly how we reconnected, because I was in such turmoil at that time. And I found my way to a doctor out in Rochester, Michigan. And when I showed up for my appointment, you walked through the door and you weren't a patient. You were actually affiliated with that doctor at the time. It was crazy. And then we got talking, and I was there for a different kind of treatment, for alopecia. And then as I was telling you what my circumstances were, you scheduled an appointment with me. We reconnected and then just went from there. And then that's how I found my way to BPC-157. So that was a huge help. And then we've just been affiliated ever since, you know.
Yeah.
You joined up on my board of directors for my nonprofit for a period of time.
Yep.
Got to get you back on that board.
Absolutely.
Yes. And that's been such an evolution also, the nonprofit, the growth. You've been there for that too. And then, you know, watching you plant seeds for this business, for Logic Health. Walk me through Logic Health. Like, how did it all come about?
Absolutely. I loved everything that you said there. There's a lot to dig into, right? With our past and everything we've been through and going back and forth and kind of almost being there for each other as friends, you know, being able to come and, you know, kind of let loose and be like, hey, I've gone through that type of thing too, right?
Yeah.
But when it comes to Logic, my main goal and purpose with Logic and our whole Logic crew is to be the trusted go-to source in our space for the long term. We do hormone replacement therapy and peptides. We're seeing a lot of these clinics and other companies start up just because they find out how much money they can make in the space. And what do they do? They forget about customer service. And this is people's hormones that you're talking about. We don't want to just, hey, have your medications. You bought some medications from us. See you later. Now, this is really changing your body chemistry. So these people need to have a place that they can trust and go to and get a hold of people, right? So I put together a crew and of people who are really passionate about helping other people. We're doing things a little bit differently here because we do work with all of the peptides. A lot of people in the clinics do not work with all peptides. Right. And we approach people as an actual person. So based off of individuals' goals, symptoms, blood work, physician recommendations, and even budget, we put together a plan and protocol for them. And we get to ship them their medication from our FDA-approved compounding pharmacies right to their doorstep. And then we are always keeping in contact with them. We have the online portal. People can reach out whenever, schedule with one of our health specialists, and kind of go from there. We get routine blood work done. We want to know how each individual is feeling all the time. And we really want to create that long-lasting, trusted go-to company for all these people.
Yeah, I love that. And I know that's all true about you because I've experienced it from the beginning, back before you even started this organization, which I think is great. And you brought up another great point about blood work. So that was something that I had never had done prior to reconnecting with you and trying to navigate through that autoimmune with the alopecia. It was like, wow, mind, body, gut, it's all connected. Mm-hmm. And then you have to be in the know on your blood work. You have to know everything about yourself as you're trying to heal something like that. And you are such a wealth of knowledge on that. So I got to thank you for that.
Absolutely.
You know, another peptide that I found my way to through you was C-Max nasal spray, because my focus was just... I couldn't.
Right.
I couldn't focus at that time. As you know, when you're starting up a business, you know, now I'm having another flashback. You actually helped me with actually, I think we were putting together that office down there together. Gosh, we really do go back.
Yes. I'm not the handiest person.
No, but neither am I. And so like, but we did it, you know, we got that stuff going pretty well though, pretty smooth. And then it was cool because you actually took over the space, which was great. But yeah, back to that time, C-Max. Can you talk a little bit about C-Max for the audience, about what that does?
Yeah, C-Max actually helps to put you in a better mood, helps you focus, helps with cognitive enhancement. And now we still have it in a nasal spray, which helps a lot of people with that instant, like, hey, I need a focus type of thing. But there's also C-Link, which will help any type of anxiety as well, help to like keep you cool, calm, collected. But those are just a couple of the neural peptides that we have that help with brain function. And there's more that have came out that are incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many to keep up with. I just try to keep my protocol simple.
Yeah.
And what works for me, and I know, and I like to stick with what works for me because there's longevity in that. You know, I feel like that longevity is the key. That those are my goals, you know, just trying to keep everything as simple as possible. Our schedules are so crazy. And now with all this being said, you've had you've been a part of multiple organizations as you've evolved and then launched Logic Health. But in the meantime, you became a husband, a father, you know, over the course of the last decade. Talk a little bit about how you manage the balance or lack thereof, if any, with marriage, fatherhood, yeah, and business.
Absolutely. I mentioned in a podcast a little while ago that really sticks with me. I thought that I was doing everything correctly. I thought just because I was saying, hey, my family comes first, me being a husband comes first, I would say it, but I was working 90 to 100 hours. And a lot of time you're thinking, hey, I'm doing this for my family. But what do they need more? They need you. They need you to be present, right? So that's one huge thing I was able to learn over the past 2 years, because for a year and a half, I wasn't even able to work. So I was able to be home with my family, spending every day with my kids and my wife. Now, starting Logic, we have that, we make sure that that comes first as well for everybody. My wife is heavily involved in the business as well. We always joke she does the type of stuff that I don't want to do or can't do because she's good at it, right?
Well, then so you're doing it right.
Yeah, she's very, very important and vital to the company. But also being able to start your own company means a lot of the time you get to create your own schedule. So that means I can wake up and be with my daughter. I can go to my son's basketball games. I have a 3-year-old and a 16-year-old. So my son Micah is starting the driving thing, plays basketball. My daughter Kyler is 3. She's incredibly smart as well. So we've been spending a lot of time doing family stuff together. There can always be more, because you know, as a CEO starting your company, you work so much. And it's like you want to work so hard, doing so much. It's hard to be so smart and being like, I need to put those pieces in play. But can I really trust somebody else to do all these things?
Oh, right? Yeah.
So for me, I was in sales the whole time. I was drowning, right? And I hate calling it sales. I was in patient care. But I put somebody in place recently, and it's been giving me my time back tenfold. Now I actually get to do CEO things and also get to spend time with my wife, get to see my kids as well. My daughter actually walks me to work every day because I'm in the shed in the back.
Yeah.
So we converted the shed into a studio office, has air and heat. So it's all that I need. I don't need a big office. And then all of our employees are across the country. So it's a strictly telemed business, but also a very important thing that me and my wife do is mandatory date nights every 2 weeks. And our big thing is finding new restaurants and going to the newest, the best, latest and greatest food. But we're running out because we are in the Metro Detroit area.
Yes.
And we're going to have to start flying somewhere because we tried everywhere. And Detroit, sure, it's awesome, has an awesome food scene. But once you've done it all, we have to kind of get creative.
Yeah. Right? And I know really that about you guys too. You guys are food connoisseurs, yeah, for sure. And you guys also, another thing I know you guys like to do together as a couple is cook together, which I think is really cool. That's a great, bonding activity for couples, I think.
Yes. And when we do that, you teach your kids as well the right way to go about things. It's really crazy to see my son out there with all of his peers and they eat like such crap.
Yeah.
And then he's heavily influenced by all of them, by what the crap food that they eat. And then, of course, technology, social media, because
yeah,
everybody else's kids get their phones till whenever. They don't need to take them away, right? So it's been a little struggle, but we keep the balance. And I really aim to teach our kids the healthy way to cook food and still make it tasty, right? You don't need to order out every day. You don't need to do what they say that you should be doing and eating.
Yeah, right? I can relate to this because I was talking about this on another podcast. Like when I was growing up, we cooked, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the family cooked and we had meals. And I was always envious of all my friends in the neighborhood because they got fast food.
Right.
And then it was, you know what I mean? Because it was such a rarity for us. Like that was a treat if we got any kind of that. Yeah, definitely a rare occasion. And I took that with me as I grew up, though, because now I see like, oh, God, we were so on the good side of things, mm-hmm, you know, having parents that cooked and we had meals together. And it's interesting. I'm sure you've figured out by now, kids observe everything.
Yep.
They're watching you all your moves. And so they take it with them in life. I think that's pretty good. That's a great example to offer to your kids and getting them involved in the process too.
Yep. Yep. And then, yeah, my daughter makes breakfast with me every day. But what's kind of hard on that instance is I always have like protein shakes in the morning.
Yeah.
And we don't want our daughter to have protein shakes, right? She's 3 years old. So we got to do a couple of separate meals.
Yeah.
Which we don't mind. If I'm not in a hurry, we absolutely do that. But Elise is really good at making sure that they get their protein in, make sure they get well-balanced food. And of course, me having the bodybuilder type of diet, I always cook the not tastiest food, if you will, because I'm so used to being bland and having to eat large portions.
Right.
So that's kind of fun too, because we can find different ways to spice it up at night, but still be really healthy. So like getting back to your point of cooking together, Elise and I put our heads together to find a middle ground as well.
That's awesome. And now you just led into a great point and topic of your bodybuilding career. So that's always been something that you've been passionate about. You put a lot of time, passion, and energy into your physique and in that network. And so you recently, well, not too recently, but not too long ago, it feels, you took, what was it, third in a competition out in Vegas.
I have competed in Vegas, yeah. I competed in Pittsburgh to finally try and get my pro card. And it wasn't the outcome that I wanted. There's a lot of excuses that could be said, but the number one thing that I say is I could have worked harder. So a quick story, I was getting ready to go on stage and I turned around and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm about to win. I'm about to win my pro card, right? Because I see the two guys behind me, they're warming up. I'm like, oh, I got this. Right before we go on, everybody is going crazy. Like, you have to move here, you have to go here. And we're all like, what's going on? There was a new rule that year that if there wasn't enough people in your heat, if you will, you had to combine with the group with another group.
Oh, wow.
So I got on and I had to compete with guys that were a lot taller than me.
Yeah.
Which, again, my wife would say differently, but I could have worked a lot harder because Elise and the kids drove to Pittsburgh from Michigan. And my daughter had the sign, go daddy and everything.
Yeah. I remember you training through that process, though, and you did train pretty hard. You did train pretty hard.
Yeah.
Your wife and your kids are not wrong.
It does take a lot out of you. Yeah. I don't know if I'll ever do it again, only because it's a judged sport.
Yeah.
It's not like you shoot a basket or hit the puck in a net and get an actual score.
Right.
It's judgmental.
Yeah.
And anything that's like that, I don't think I want to participate in anymore.
I gotcha. Yeah. But you have over the years put in a lot of sacrifice, time, and energy into those competitions. And so you know what you're talking about. And you know what is in alignment with you and what's not at this stage of your life. And I think that's pretty smart and intuitive of you to recognize.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a good to be in the bodybuilding world as well and work with a lot of the world's largest bodybuilders too.
Yeah.
But it's good to see in my industry, in the health and wellness industry, because bodybuilding is ahead of the curve in a lot of things. Even before some physicians find out about some medications that help, the bodybuilding world knows. But also there's a lot of downfalls about the bodybuilding world too, because they use the things in excess, right? Or they think that they know what's best when it's not physician guided, right? So there's give and take with that, but that's what's really good of me to be in the hybrid of it, really, to see, take the good from it and then take the bad, and then being able to work with, I would say, the normal, right? Everyday human, the normal everyday
your typical
mom or
person.
Dad.
Yeah.
That's the type of people that I really like to work with.
This is a good topic to get onto also, because you're so smart in your industry, and you have that background with the bodybuilding community, but we went on a trip together to the biohacking conference. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what state we were in. Was it Florida?
Dallas.
That was a great trip. And that really opened your eyes too, to that community. And like, you know how to kind of bridge the gap between the bodybuilding community and the biohacking network.
Yep.
Because as you see, you got out there and, you know, you got to see the type of people that are coming out to a networking event like the biohacking conference, and you can see where there's gaps.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about the gaps you saw?
I love that. That is a very interesting topic, because I don't know if anybody's ever talked about that before. So nice. There's a lot of gaps, because people in the biohacking world think that something's one way. People in the bodybuilding world think that there's something another way, but you can bridge them together. People in the bodybuilding world might think that biohacking stuff may be a little bit foo-foo or that doesn't work. And then the people in the biohacking world think that the bodybuilding world is too hardcore. You don't need to do that. So yes, right in the middle, you can bridge things. I think a lot of the things in the biohacking world can help the bodybuilding world as well. I think that people are kind of finding out about a mixture of both, but I think it's going to take a lot more time. Stuff yeah. like vibrations, right? Or the type of light therapies, just for example. I think that those can be, they're in the bodybuilding world, they're being used for recovery as well.
Yep.
Look at my new gym down the road. It's not mine. My friends Bill and Stephanie are opening up a Wolf gym down the road, and they have a cold plunge and a sauna. That is in the bodybuilding world now.
Right.
It started in the biohacking world, right? So we see a little bit across. I think it's going to take a little bit more time, but I think there's a lot of stuff we can do there.
I think that's smart, and I think that there is a way to like crossbreed, I guess, yeah. if you will, because I've got such a unique inner circle from all walks. So it's like bodybuilding industry, gym owners to the biohacking network. And it's right. like, I see the gaps too. So you joining me on that trip and opening your eyes and seeing the gaps like was an aha moment for me, because I'm like, okay, then I must be down the right path, because I like to try a little bit of everything. I'm not too hardcore in one direction or the other. I just try to find what works for me. I tailor make my own protocol.
You know where one of the biggest gaps I see in both of those industries is that nobody is caring where they get their peptides sourced from. Everybody on both sides are taking things that say for research, chemical research purposes only, for animal use only.
I've seen that on peptides. A label one time. I don't know how I saw that, but it wasn't something I had, but I was like, why does it say that? That can't be good.
Well, people in the body or the bodybuilding world and biohacking are not seeming to care about that. So basically all the raw materials are coming over from China, right? And they have to go through specific pharmacies and processes to weed out the harmful chemicals or particles in them. A lot of these places are just getting the raw materials, turning into a medication and saying, here you go. That's what you pay for when you go through a compounding pharmacy. So a lot of these individuals are putting this crap into their body that it could be like harmful metals, right? You never know. But that's why it's so important to go through compounding pharmacies like we do, because they have to go by certain rules and guidelines that are inspected.
Yeah.
That's why I'm seeing the big gap, and that's what we're talking about with things that can be improved in the biohacking world and the bodybuilding world.
And you've got enough experience in the industry to know standards and practices are key.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have them. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And being at the forefront of things, like for instance, right now, one of the biggest, well, I would say the biggest medication that's come out in years is Retatrutide. I mentioned it to you about 6-8 months ago.
Okay.
When you had a different physician on your podcast, and your physician said that it's not available. And I said, Mike, this is available. Not to say anything wrong about what your physician, that physician was doing.
Of course.
I'm saying it is available. He just didn't know.
Right.
And that's another thing that I'm aiming to do, is bring these pieces to even other clinics or physicians to make that available to help more people. Retatrutide has been helping so many people lose weight and feel better. It's the latest GLP-1.
Okay.
So you have semaglutide, tirzepatide, and then retatrutide. Semaglutide and tirzepatide are helping people a lot, but you have to make sure to keep your protein intake up. With retatrutide, basically, it doesn't attack your muscle. So the other two like kind of grab from whatever they want and make you lose weight. That's why you see like individuals with wax faces look like they're melting, right? Because even their muscle in their face is gone.
Wow.
So, again, you have to make sure you have your protein intake, but Retatrutide doesn't really do that. So they're also coming out with a new one next year. It's in the process of coming out. It might even be out yet. It's not readily available yet, called Bioglutide. So that also has IGF-1 in it, which is your insulin-like growth factor, which is human growth hormone. So you don't have to worry about that anymore. So they keep evolving these GLPs based off of not having to attack any type of muscle or bone density.
That's awesome. I I'm coming up on my 48th birthday this year in December. And so I have, usually every year I start a new protocol. Mm-hmm. So, and I always start 90 days before my birthday.
Yep, I remember
so
that.
So we're coming up on October. So it starts October 1st and I carry through October. It's almost like my New Year's resolution starts in October. So I can, you know what I mean?
Yeah, be ready for New Year's.
Yes. So it's my gift to myself for my birthday every year to you know, focus on my longevity and my wellness. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to have a meeting with you regarding my new my new protocol for this year. So those are all great, great peptides to lead people down, you know.
Yeah, peptides. But another thing to always remember is peptides are very specific. They're chains of amino acids. We always recommend getting your blood work done.
Yeah.
Seeing where your hormones at, your base hormones, like your testosterone, thyroid, DHEA, and a couple others, and then creating that base, and then possibly adding in the peptides after that, or even with that, right? Because that those are your base hormones. Peptides are a little bit, they're just like amino acids, man. So they're just signalers.
Yeah.
But changing your overall hormones is very important to optimizing them.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys, I think, that are putting a ton of pressure on themselves right now because everybody wants to do everything right now. Mm-hmm. And both of us have so much experience. You know, a lot of sacrifice comes with things. Everyone's path is different. You're married with kids. I'm not. I don't have that life. But it is inevitable that you're going to put pressure on yourself no matter what it is that you're doing. If you're launching a business, you're getting into the entrepreneurial world, what advice can you give for these younger guys that are trying to do it all at once? You know, your fitness, everyone wants to be huge, lean, and jacked all at once. Everyone wants to be the entrepreneur all at once and mm-hmm. then get married and have kids and do it all at the same time. What is something that you can say to someone listening to the podcast right now to help them, you know, maintain focus on where they need to be?
Yeah, I actually struggle with that every day myself. I can give advice, but not taking it to the fullest as well. I think you can say that as well. Focusing on one thing at a time, very hard for me to do, especially with someone with ADHD.
Yeah.
Right? That's why we have some peptides for that too. But
CMAX.
Yeah.
Yes.
Basically, For me, I make sure to get my workouts done first thing in the morning. You get it over with. Because if you don't, and you are trying to be an entrepreneur and have family life, the other things can get in the way, and then you most likely won't be able to get to the gym. You'll be like, oh, you know, I just can't get to it today because I have this other stuff because I'm working so hard on this. Or I'll miss today because I have to see my family, right? Wake up early, first thing in the morning, get it done, and then start your day. That's already one of the three knocked out of the way. Right. And then you have your work day. A lot of individuals can work, but then set a hard stop at the end of the day. My hard stop is 6 or 6:30. Then the rest of the night's with my family. I think that creating the scheduling blocks is huge. A lot of people I'm finding out who aren't the most successful entrepreneurs don't keep a schedule.
Yeah.
You have to keep a schedule. My wife keeps 75% of my schedule. She makes my appointments and things for me, which is incredible, on top of her busy schedule too, which is incredible. And I think that's a lot of a big reason why a lot of these individuals are saying that they need their assistance as well, which absolutely, right? Yeah. I was thinking about getting one too, but I think that having somebody to help as well, as Dan Martell says, buy back your time with your assistants as well. So anywhere you can buy back your time and be able to be with your family, I think that's number one.
Yeah. Those are all great, great words of wisdom. I think for anybody starting out too, I think singular focus is where it's at, because I get it. Like, I've worked with so many people, and as a mentor, like, I've had so many people come in. I'm not a coach, but like, mm-hmm. I don't offer any kind of paid coaching or anything like that. But mentorship, like, if you kind of come into my realm, it's just baked into the gig.
Yeah.
And so, but I watch so many people that are drowning themselves just trying to do too much at once, and I'm guilty of it too. I have been.
Yep.
But like, also to just trying to establish themselves as a family man and a business owner, and then the body, the fitness, like social media, just all these different images that you're seeing through social media, and they're running through your head, and you're thinking like, you must be, you know, this at this stage right now. It takes time.
Yeah.
It takes years to get the body that you have. I mean, geez, you know, it's a lot of hard work that goes into that.
Yeah. I think it's awesome because when I text you for like any type of conversation or advice, you don't give advice that anybody else can give, because a lot of these mentors or business people will give the standard social media type of feedback. Like the other day, it's like, hey, I'm looking for possibly a business coach or whatever. He's like, you're like, no, don't do it. You don't need it. You already are doing the whole thing. I'm like, yeah.
You are the coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're your best coach. I think that, but you're smart enough to know too that you have mentors, and your mentors are all over you're surrounded by your mentors, you know, your wife, for example, like, you know, good and well, she's a great mentor.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great mentor for you. She's a great mentor for your kids and also for the community. I think that people are so caught up in thinking that if they're not paying for something, that they're not getting it. Oh, it's all around you. Just open your eyes. Just there. It's there. It's in conversation. And, you know, some of my greatest mentors that have recently come into my realm have just been through relationship building, just like starting a conversation with somebody on a plane. It could be, you know what I mean, meeting somebody in the grocery store, and the next thing you know, you have no idea what line of work they're in or what their background or history is, and it comes in all ages. You know what I mean? So like, I'm always excited when I meet you know, somebody with more life experience than me or less life experience than me, because there's something to learn from everyone.
You know, it's awesome that you say that, because you're even better than I am at getting in the room with people or just asking the questions. Everywhere you go, you spark conversation, you try and make connections. Me, I'm just the one, I go and get in the room and just put myself in uncomfortable situations, but you are just always doing it. So that's awesome.
I appreciate that. And it goes both ways too. Like you do things that are out of my comfort zone that push me to do also. And so that's why we've always included each other throughout the whole time we've been in business. You've been in business for yourself and me with my endeavors also. And we both encouraged each other. I think that's another great topic to jump onto, is finding people, for, you know, in your inner circle, you know, that's hard. It's rare. It seems that when you have, your own dreams and your ambitions and you think people are supporting you, but they're not. And it's hard to say goodbye to people sometimes. Have you found that outside of, you know, your family, saying goodbye to people that were once a part of your inner circle?
Yeah. I've had to get rid of basically everybody and, it was hard for a little bit, but then you realize they are gone for a reason, and then you become more humble. I feel like life is better. You're not always trying to talk to somebody, please somebody, be there for somebody else, even though that's awesome, but to the right people. My circle is smaller than ever, and I couldn't be happier about it. I think that it's very important to have your family first. You know, Elise, my wife, always says, she looks at it like a bullseye, right? On a target board, on a dartboard. So we are the red, and then we go out a little bit each time.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have a very small dartboard.
Yeah exactly.
No. So yes, and it's very, I think another important point to make is that to create your circle and what you want it to be more selfless than selfish, and just give. And the type of people that give are the ones that always receive back, but you don't keep that in your mind either. You're not in it to receive. That's kind of just how the world works.
Yep. You just give and then receive.
Yep.
Exactly. It's a reciprocity.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Reciprocity and paying it forward. That's the way to go. It's always served me best. I'm so proud of how far you've come with your business and all your endeavors. It's amazing. And I know that goes both ways, back to reciprocity there. Yeah. And I appreciate that about you also. And I appreciate the authenticity of our friendship and the longevity of it. And so that means a lot to me. And, you know, I want to bring it back to Logic Health. What does your ideal client look like at Logic Health?
That's a great question. Pretty much, I love working with anybody over the age of 30, 35. It doesn't mean that individuals in their 20s can't benefit from this as well, because we're seeing even guys with testosterone in their 20s lower than ever, right? And a lot of women who've been on birth control, right? They need help with their hormones, and hormones are decreasing over time all over the place. My favorite people to work with are individuals like you, people who can become friends and mentors, because I can help individuals with their health, and everybody can help me with things like business or life, different things like that. And we give it back and forth like reciprocity, right? Another huge community that is benefiting right now that is starting to become pretty big, but it hasn't really been known, the older women community, because they've been lied to for so many years with things like the Women's Health Initiative. And they're finding out that really they can bring their health back into their own hands. Before, women were having to see like 8 different doctors. And now with what we do, they can get everything in one stop shop, right? Give their lives back to them, because as they get older, their hormones kind of just go away. Yeah. And then they don't know what to do. But we have the blood work and the bioidentical hormones to help them, and peptides. So that's been really good and been a new passion of mine as well, because so many women just all of a sudden, boom, I think it's because of the GLP-1s as well. And then with COVID and seeing that, oh my gosh, the doctors aren't always right all over, right? So pretty much everybody, but the people that actually want to change their health as well, because I'm not going to go out there and force people and say, hey, this is what you need, when people aren't really interested in it.
Yeah.
So that's why we're just trying to spread knowledge as well. And again, our team, our employees, and our new Logic family are incredible. We're building the right group of people. I love working with them every day, and very knowledgeable as well.
That's amazing. Yeah, I think that's a smart, women with more life experience, I think that's a smart community to tap into, because just like men, like we go on, our hormones change, and like I think it's like testosterone nation right now. Like yeah. Men are at super low levels, and they're finding their way into that, and I think that it goes both ways for men and women.
Yeah, and that's only one hormone.
Yeah.
You think about it, your body's not just made of testosterone.
Exactly.
So that's what a lot of people think, but it's not. They think that because they're just not educated.
Right.
And that's what our job is too.
That's awesome. Well, Jesse, it has been so great having you in the studio today. It's been great to share you and your information, your knowledge with the audience. And I love getting to share Logic Health. Where can people find Logic Health?
Oh, absolutely. It's been great to be here finally, by the way. I've been looking forward to this for years. But www.logichealth.co, C-O, and on Instagram, logichealth_.
Perfect. All right. Follow Jesse on all of his handles. Jesse Kessler, Logic Health. That's a wrap.